Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8 to 25. We came across an article that says 8 signs it is time to let go of a relationship that doesn't serve you anymore. That bothered me. And it bothered me tremendously because I always worry that we live in this world of everything being disposable. You know, we get rid of our masks and we have mask burning parties. We don't stop to think, well, actually those masks serve us. They saved our lives. They actually were so valuable to us. Do we do the same with relationships? Paula Quincy, relationship expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, to you and the listeners. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. So are we in danger of just tanking relationships that no longer serve us? Even that headline bothered me because a relationship serving us, isn't that fundamentally a bit of a problem?
So you could look at it two ways. Yes, society has made it easy for us to give up and walk away because many people do live by that instant gratification. But on the other hand, when a relationship is starting to have a negative impact on your mental health and well-being, then it is time to look at the value that this relationship is playing in your life.
So what do you look for?
So in terms of the signs to look out for if a relationship is having a negative impact is where you've completely lost your own sense of self and your own identity. You've become completely absorbed in your partner and are doing everything that your partner wants you to do. You don't have a life or an identity of your own. There is very little reciprocation in terms of mental and emotional support, so feeling completely invalidated and invisible.
I feel like this is every Jewish married man. Is that rude? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That's wrong. Yeah.
I can refer you to someone for help.
All right, now I'm being completely facetious. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, also when communication is in a very superficial level, you know, it's hi, how are you, how was your day, and that's kind of where it ends. You don't talk about the deeper and meaningful stuff. You also aren't making any sort of long-term plans about us and our future and having couples' goals. You're not really resolving conflict. You're sweeping it under the carpet. You're using avoidance mechanisms like social media, alcohol, sleeping tablets, throwing yourself into work, becoming a workaholic. So in other words, you're living separate lives under the same roof. You're not really connected at all. There's a big disconnect between the two of you.
And of course, this idea that you need to have similar goals, similar ideals, be on the same page, but still actually be individuals. That's really that balance that I suppose is the healthy side of our relationship goals.
Absolutely. You know, that is a healthy relationship, is two people being able to retain their individuality, but then coming together with intentionality to co-create the us, we, ours, which is where the relationship lives. And while, yes, having common goals and doing things together is important to create that bond and connection, it's also important to have some me time to connect with yourself. For example, going to gym or, you know, whatever it is that feeds your soul on an individual level.
And if that now isn't working and what you're saying is either one part of the couple becomes totally subsumed by the other, that's a problem, and or the flip side of it is that you're just living parallel lives.
Absolutely. You're living parallel lives where, you know, you're living like housemates. There's very little mental and emotional connection between the two of you, you know, and you're not doing anything to resolve that or reconnect with each other on a relational level.
Absolutely right. What does somebody do about that? What do couples do about that? I mean, is that time to recognize, well, you know, that it's all over? Or are these things that can be fixed in your view?
So it's not necessarily a sign that it is over. It can be rectified and turned around if both partners are willing to do what it takes to turn things around. And that's where you have to have these honest, courageous conversations as to what's working, what's not working, and what's my role, what's my contribution that's got us to where we are at, and am I willing to change my behavior to turn things around? And if you can't do it amongst yourselves, then to definitely seek professional help with someone that can guide you through the process.
Absolutely fantastic. Paula Quincy, relationship expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No. Apologies that it was such a short interview, but we do need to go to news headlines.